Well, do you have questions or comments before we start on our last session together today?
Pre nego što pređemo na poslednji čas za danas, da li imate pitanje ili komentar?
Imam pitanje u vezi samog zakona.
Ako što mi kažemo?
Da li se od Jevreja to je to, znači ceo zakon, ne samo 10 zakona. I sad ako se odvoji ceremonijalni ili civilni ili ja mislim da je, da je, da je celina.
I understand that that from your background you want to see the law as a whole unit.
Okay. Razumem da pa ne da ti potičeš sa neke pozadine, sigurno imaš tendenciju da vidiš zakon kao jedan jedini celinu.
However,
međutim,
I don't believe scripture I see that scripture makes a difference in the laws.
Meni se čini da Sveto pismo ipak pravi razliku između zakona.
In, for example,
na primjer,
the Ten Commandments were written by the finger of God on tables of stone.
Deset zapovesti je napisano prstom Božijim na kamenim pločama.
And they were placed inside the Ark of the Covenant.
I stavljene su unutar kopčega zaveta.
The Torah,
Torah
was written by the hand of Moses.
Je ono što je napisao Mojsije svojom rukom.
In a book,
u knjizi,
and placed on the side of the Ark.
Kaže da je stavio pored kovčega zaveta.
So we have those two laws treated quite differently.
Tako da imamo ta dva zakona da su ih tretirana na prilično različit način. But they were both in the Holy
of Holies. They were both in the Holy of Holies,
yes, but, so they were, su bila u svetinji.
But they were treated distinctly in terms of the Ark of the Covenant.
Ali u pogledu pozicije odnosno na kovčeg zaveta i tretirano različito.
But
međutim,
the purpose of the Ten Commandments,
vrha deset zapovesti,
as stated in Deuteronomy chapter 5,
je navedena u petoj Mojsijevoj peta glava.
It was given for their good.
Kaže, dato je za njihovo dobro.
Do you know what the rest of the law was given? What the purpose was?
A da li znate šta kaže za ostatak zakona? Koja je svrha? Zašto je dat preostali deo zakona?
Who knows?
Ko zna? God is time of Christ.
Nope. It's not what the Bible says.
Bare u Bibliji ne kaže.
The Bible says that the law that was placed beside the Ark of the Covenant was given as a testimony against them.
Pored kovčega je dat kao svedočanstvo protiv njih.
So we have different purposes.
Tako da imamo i različitu namjeru, različitu svrhu.
In Colossians chapter 2,
and
I'm not going to go into detail with this because it's a separate study.
Neću ići u detalje, jer ovo stvarno je odvojeno studije, proučavanje samo za sebe.
But in Colossians chapter 2,
ali u Kološanima 2,
yes, where it talks about that there was a law that was nailed to the cross and done away with.
O zakonu koji je bio prikovan na krst i koji je nevažeći.
It says that this law was in the Greek hierographon.
E, tu u grčkom kaže hierographon.
Literally hand written.
Doslovce to znači pisano rukom.
It says that there was a handwritten law. I believe it's the 14th verse of Colossians chapter 2.
Mislim da je 14. stih druge
Kološanima. It says that there was a handwritten law that was against the people that was nailed to the cross.
De kaže da je onaj zakon koji je napisan rukom, koji je bio protiv naroda, taj zakon je prikovan na krst.
And that was nailed to the cross.
Da je to prikovano za krst.
As we move on, I think it's the first chapter, maybe the 14th verse.
14th?
Is it 2:14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I said, 2 chapter 14.
Yes.
And then it goes on in verses 15, 16, and 17.
A onda u 15., 16. I 17. Stihu kaže,
therefore let no one pass judgment on you.
Stoga neka vas niko ne osuđuje.
Regarding a list of the things that are in the ceremonial law.
Nabrajajući sve one stvari koje se nalaze u ceremonijalnom delu zakona.
So, it's my conclusion and I understand that we're going to disagree on this.
Tako da je moj zaključak i vjerovatno se nećemo složiti.
That the ceremonial law does not apply to us.
Da se ceremonijalni zakon ne primenjuje na nas.
Now, at the same time,
u isto vrijeme,
those who want to keep the cultural elements of the ceremonial law can do so.
Oni koji žele da se drže kulturnih elemenata ceremonijalnog zakona mogu to da čine.
They're allowed to do that.
Dozvoljeno im je da to čine.
But it's not required.
Ali ne zahteva se.
So that's my understanding. And so I don't want to go into any more detail than that regarding the law. I do see distinction.
Ne bi baš išao sad u detalje što se zakona, ali samo da objasnim da vidim razliku.
Now, we also know that at the time of Jesus,
također znamo da u Isusovo doba,
all of the law applied to the children of Israel.
Sav zakon je bio primenjivan na izraelski narod.
The whole ceremonial law still applied to all of the Jews at the time of Jesus.
Ceremonijalni zakon se još uvijek primenjivao na sav jevrejski narod u onog trenutka i godine kada je došao Isus na zemlju.
It was not until the death of Jesus on the cross.
I tek Isusovom smrću na krstu.
That we have the ceremonial law nailed to the cross.
Yes, taj ceremonijalni zakon prikovan na krst.
But we also have to understand.
Ali također moramo da razumemo.
That for most of the Jews at the time of Jesus.
Da za većinu Jevreja u Isusovo doba.
They had the whole Torah law, the first five books of the Bible.
Prvih pet Mojsijevih knjiga, Tora.
And not only did they have the Torah, they had the Halakha.
Nije više bila jedina, već imali i Halakha.
The Halakha was their oral tradition about the Torah.
A šta je Halakha? To je čitava njihova usmena tradicija kojom su tumačeni, znači tradicija o zakonu, o Tori.
The purpose of this oral law,
svrha tog usmenog zakona,
sometimes called the Pharisaic law,
koji je nekad nazivan i farisejskim zakonom,
is that the Jews saw this law as a hedge or protection around the Torah.
Da to bude kao ivica koja štiti, kao ne, za ograda, koja štiti zakon, štiti Toru.
If you don't break the Halakha, you won't break the Torah.
Praktično, ukoliko ne biste prekršili ništa iz Halakha, sigurno onda ne biste prekršili ništa ni što je deo Tore.
It was a barrier.
To je kao da je bila neka barijera koja je štitila Toru.
However, over time,
međutim, kako je vrijeme prolazilo,
this Halakha,
ta ograda Halakha,
was considered as much of the law as the Torah itself.
Na kraju je smatrana zakonom podjednako koliko i sama Tora.
So the law to the Pharisee was not just the Torah,
dakle,
but also the Halakha.
Kad Fariseji kažu zakon, nisu više mislili samo na Toru, već su mislili i na Halakha.
And it was that Halakha that Jesus had the most trouble with.
E i sa tom Halakha je Isus imao najviše problema.
You see? That's what Jesus rejected outright.
To je ono što je Isus odmah od vás je.
When I was in seminary, I had a very famous professor named George Ladd. Have you ever heard of him?
Kad sam bio u teološkoj školi, predavao mi jedan izuzetno poznat profesor, George Ladd se zove.
People came from all over the world to hear him.
Ljudi bi došli iz čitavog sveta samo da ga čuju dok govori.
I have a feeling that there are books written in his books are translated into Serbian, I'm guessing.
Možda su njegove knjige prevedene na srpski.
Just a world-renowned theologian.
Jeste stvarno teolog svetskog renomea.
In the class there would be 300 seminary students.
Tako da na njegovim predavanjima bilo je 300.
One day,
jednog dana,
he said that Jesus broke the Sabbath.
On je rekao da je Isus prekršio subotu.
Well, many of the students knew that I was a Seventh-day Baptist.
Mnogi tu studenti su znali da sam ja baptista sedmog dana.
Up goes my hand with 300 students around me.
Naravno, među svih tih 300 studenata provirila je moja ruka.
I said, Dr. Ladd?
I rekao sam, Dr. Ladd.
If Jesus broke the Sabbath,
ako je Isus prekršio subotu,
he was a sinner and he couldn't be my savior.
Onda je bio grešnik i nije mogao da bude moj spasitelj.
There was silence in that classroom too.
I u toj učionici je bila tišina kao i sada.
And he responded,
i on je odgovorio,
I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
Žao mi je, pogrešio sam.
Jesus never broke the Sabbath.
Isus nikada nije prekršio subotu.
But he broke the Jewish misconception of the Sabbath.
Ali je prekršio pogrešno razumevanje subote koje su Jevreji držali.
See, he stated the essence of Jesus' problem.
On je u stvari time naveo baš suštinu Isusovog problema.
Jesus' problem was with the Pharisees' interpretation of how to keep the Sabbath.
Jer Isusov problem je se sastojao u tumačenju Jevreja kako da drže subotu.
It looks to people like so many people who have a superficial reading of the New Testament.
I puno ljudi koji samo površno pročitaju Novi Zavet.
That Jesus had a problem with the Sabbath.
Misle da Isus stvarno imao problema sa držanjem subote.
But he just had a problem with the Jewish misconception of the Sabbath.
Međutim, on je imao samo problema sa pogrešnim razumevanjem koje su Jevreji imali.
Let's read Matthew chapter 2 verses 23-28.
Da pročitamo Evanđelje po Marku.
Mark, yeah, I'm sorry.
Evanđelje po Marku, druga glava. Stihovi od 23. do 28. A kada je subotom išao kroz useve, učenici njegovi počeše praviti put kidajući klasje. I fariseji mu govorahu, vidi, zašto čine subotom što nije dozvoljeno? Reče im, za nikad ne čitaste šta učini David kada bije u nevolji i ogladne on i njegovo društvo? Kako uđe u dom Boži za vreme prosveštenika Avijatara i pojede postavljene hlebove, koje ne sme niko da jede sem sveštenika, te dade i onima što behu s njim? I reče im, subota je ustanovljena radi čoveka, a ne čovek radi subote. Tako je sin čovečiji gospodar subote.
One Sabbath.
Jedne subote.
Jesus and his disciples were walking along.
Isus i njegovi učenici su šetali se.
They didn't go to the grain field to eat.
Nisu išli ka onim usevima da bi našli nešto za hranu.
But it says while they were passing beside the grain field.
Nego kaže da dok su prolazili kroz useve.
The disciples were hungry.
I da su učenici tada gladnili.
Now it was not stealing for a person who was hungry to pick the grain and to eat it.
Kad bi neko bio gladan, nije se smatralo krađom da tada ubere nešto sve od pšenice i da pojede.
So it wasn't stealing, it was that was common practice.
Tako to je bilo nešto što su oni često praktikovali, nije se smatralo krađom.
The Pharisees saw what Jesus' disciples were doing.
fariseji su vidjeli šta su uradili Isusovi učenici.
Did Jesus know that the Pharisees were watching?
Da li je Isus znao da fariseji gledaju?
Did Jesus know that there was going to be controversy?
Da li je Isus znao da će se tu stvoriti neka
kontroverza? Of course he did, he's God.
Naravno da je znao, on je Bog.
Could Jesus have said?
Da li Isus mogao da kaže?
It's the Sabbath.
Subota.
Let's bring a lunch.
Ajmo da donesemo ručak.
Could Jesus have done that?
A mogao to da reći.
Of course he could.
Naravno da mogu. Ajmo da postim da.
When Jesus woke up that morning, did he know that there was going to be a controversy in the grain fields?
Kad se Isus probudio to jutro, da li je znao da će doći do takve kontroverze i razgovora?
Of course he knew.
U sebima, naravno.
And he wanted that controversy.
On je hteo da dođe do takve.
So he could teach us and the world something about the Pharisees, about who he is, and about the Sabbath.
Jer ako do takve rasprave dođe, on kroz to može da poduči nas i čita svet o njemu, znači o sebi, o farisejima i o držanju subote.
Now, could the disciples have just waited? I mean, they're not going to die of starvation if they go without eating as they're walking along.
A zar nisu mogli učenici malo da sačekaju i ne bi umrli od gladi dok izađu iz tih polja?
Jesus looked forward to this controversy.
Ja, ja mislim da se Isus baš radovao ovoj jednoj raspravi koja će se ovdje desiti.
So, to the astonishment of the Pharisees,
tako da na zapanjenje ovih fariseja,
the disciples reached out and picked the corn. Says in I think it's in Matthew's text.
Učenici lepo su ušli u tem, kad su bili u tim usijima, su pokidali, kaže u Mateju, učinili se da kukuruz bio i da su jeli.
So they picked the corn.
Dakle, ubrili su kukuruz.
They harvested on the Sabbath.
Znači šta, oni su u stvari žnjeli na subotu, jel?
Then they had to prepare the grain.
Onda su morali da pripreme obrok, da.
Then they had to take off the corn.
Oljušte kukuruz, da pokidaju onaj klip.
All three of these tasks were considered work by the Pharisees.
I sva ta tri zadatka su nešto što su fariseji, nešto što su fariseji smatrali nedozvoljeni.
In their law,
jer u farisejskom zakonu
they had 39 rules on their list.
Oni su na njihovom listu spisku imali 39 stvari.
You couldn't go more than a Sabbath day's journey.
Znači nisi mogao da odeš dalje nego koliko može da se proputuje za jednu subotu.
But they had ways to get around that.
A naravno uvek su nalazili načine kako da zaobiđete svoj zakon.
But they had rule after rule after rule.
Ali imali su niz pravila.
And the purpose was to have an edge around the Sabbath law.
A svrha je da imaju ogradu, živicu oko Božjeg zakona.
And so when they saw the disciples pick, harvest the corn and process it,
tako kad su vidjeli kako učenici beru klasje, kako ga pripremaju, odnosno kako žanju i kako pripremaju za jelo, znači to su sve tri stvari koje nisu smeli.
Verse 24.
Kaže u 24. stiku.
They say to Jesus.
Oni kažu Isusu.
Look!
Vidi.
Why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?
Zašto čine ono što subotom nije dozvoljeno?
They're breaking the law.
Oni krše zakon.
What law were they breaking?
A koji zakon su oni kršili?
So that's the question.
To je pitanje.
Were they breaking the fourth commandment?
Da li su prekršili četvrtu zapovest?
No, they weren't breaking the fourth commandment.
Nisu.
But they were breaking the Jewish halakha.
Prekršili su jevrejsku halakha.
The Jewish, their own idea, their own list of how to keep the Sabbath.
Prekršili su jevrejsku ideju, odnosno spisa kako se treba držati subotu.
the way Jesus answers this question is amazing.
Način na koji Isus odgovara na ovo pitanje je neverovatno.
I'm not sure I fully understand.
I nisam siguran da i sam u potpunosti razumem.
The question is what?
Pitanje je dakle šta?
Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath? That's the question.
Pitanje je, vidi zašto čine subotom što nije dozvoljeno.
Now read verses 25 and 26.
A odgovor 25 i 26.
This is Jesus answering that question.
Znači, ovo je Isusov odgovor na to pitanje. Reče im, zar nikad ne čitaste šta učini David kad bio nevolji i ogladne on i njegovo društvo, kako uđe u dom Boži za vreme prosveštenika Avijatara i pojede postavljene hlebove, koje ne samo niko, ne sme niko da jede sa sveštenika, te dade i onima što deju s njim.
That's his answer.
To je njegov odgovor.
To why the disciples were eating grain on the Sabbath.
Odgovor na pitanje zašto učenici jedu useve u subotu.
Well, in 1 Samuel chapter 21 verses 1 to 6, we won't read it. I'll tell you the story. Thank you, Chris.
U 1 Samuelu 21. glava, 1. do 6. stiha, nećemo ići da čitamo, ali da.
David and his men
Opisuje Davida
running from Saul,
ljude kako beže od Saula.
They were hungry.
I bili su gladni.
Oh, I mean, they were very hungry.
Mislim, stvarno su bili gladni.
So they go to the temple.
Tako da su ušli u hram.
And they ask the priest.
I tamo su pitali sveštenika.
Give us bread.
Tražili su mu hleb.
And the priest says, no, I can't.
A sveštenik kaže, ne mogu.
The only bread I have,
jedini hleb koji imam,
is bread that has been consecrated for the priest to eat.
Hleb koji je posvećen za sveštenike da ga oni pojedu.
And what did David say?
A šta je David rekao?
Bring out the bread, we're gonna eat that bread.
Iznesite taj hleb, mi ga jedemo.
And yet, as you read the story in the original text,
And
as you hear Jesus tell the story,
i kada poredite sa ovim kad je Isus prepričava,
there is no hint that David did the wrong thing.
Nigde uopšte nema nikakvog nagoveštaja ni jednom ni drugom da je David učinio nešto pogrešno.
And yet,
a ipak,
the ceremonial law is crystal clear.
Ceremonijalni zakon je bio kristalno jasan.
The consecrated bread should be eaten only by the priest.
Da posvećeni hleb jedu samo sveštenici.
How in the world can David and his men eat the consecrated bread and not sin?
Kako je David onda mogao i njegovi ljudi da jedu hleb koji je posvećen, a da pritom ne zgreši? Odnos
relationship
pre pravila.
God loves human beings. We are the beings that He loves.
Bog voli ljude. Mi smo bića koje On voli.
The Ten Commandments, the law, is given for our good.
I zakon su dati za naše dobro.
You're a doctor.
Ja sam lekar.
When you write a prescription, and you give the prescription to someone,
kada lekar piše recept i nekome da recept za lek,
you give the prescription so that they will follow the prescription for better health.
Ideja je da ta osoba se drži tog recepta da dobije lek da bi ozdravila.
Right?
Da tako.
The law is the prescription written by God for our spiritual health.
Recept koji je Bog ispisao i dao nam za naše duhovno zdravlje.
He tells us how to have spiritually healthy lives.
Zakon nam kaže kako da imamo duhovno zdrav život.
And he writes his prescription,
i on je svoj recept napisao,
on the heart,
na srcu.
He writes his prescription.
On je svoj recept napisao na srcu.
Okay, so Jesus is telling the Pharisees, your law doesn't apply to me.
Isus kaže farisejima, vaš zakon se ne može primeniti na mene.
And even the law given by God, listen, that ceremonial law was given by God.
I zakon koji je Bog dao, čujte me, ceremonijalni zakon je Bog dao i to je sasvim jasno.
But human need takes precedence and relationship takes precedence over rules.
Ali ljudska potreba je važnija od pravila i taj odnos sa Bogom prethodi pravilima.
Oh, see, for most of us, that doesn't make sense.
Da, već,
the rules are the rules.
To nema smisla. Pravila su pravila.
The law is the law.
Zakon je zakon.
But see, to Jesus,
ali za Isusa,
Jesus loves man.
Isus voli čovjeka.
And the purpose of the law is for man's well-being.
Jeste dobrostanje čovjeka.
In fact, he goes on to say,
dalje nastavlja,
after telling this story about David's sin, but it was okay,
nakon što je ispričao tu priču koju je David zgrešio, ali je to što uradio David bilo u redu,
Jesus finally gets to the point of answering their question.
Isus konačno dolazi do poente, do suštine njegovog odgovora na pitanje koje su fariseji postavili.
Why do the disciples do what is unlawful on the Sabbath, they said?
Šta je bilo njihovo pitanje? Zašto čine subotom ono što nije dozvoljeno u 24. stihu?
Verse 27.
Odgovor 27. Subota je ustanovljena radi čoveka, a ne čovek radi subote.
The Sabbath was made.
Subota je stvorena za čoveka.
Oh, if I can, if the trip will be worth it if you understand this principle.
Ako budete razumeli samo ovaj princip, moj put je bio vred.
It will be worth falling out in front and having pain in my chest for the next month.
Isplatilo se što sam pao i što ću sad mjesec dana trpiti polove u mom grudnom komšu.
If you will understand this one principle.
Samo ovaj jedan princip.
God created the Sabbath for our benefit.
Bog je stvorio subotu za naše dobro.
We have made the Sabbath a burden.
Mi smo od subote napravili teret.
We have our list of rules.
Mi imamo našu listu pravila.
How are we different than the Pharisees if we have a list of rules?
Ako imamo spisak pravila, po čemu se razlikujemo od fariseja?
It's just a different list.
Samo što je drugačija lista.
It's the same attitude.
Isti je stav.
If we have a list,
ako imamo spisak,
we don't grasp the principle.
Nismo razumeli
principe. The Sabbath was made for our benefit.
Subota je stvorena za naše dobro.
If we can't share the good news of the Sabbath so that it sounds like good news, it's not the Sabbath that God created.
Ako ne možemo da dobru vest o suboti podelimo se ljudima tako da im stvarno zvuči kao dobra vest, onda ne držimo subotu koju je Bog stvorio.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, our own children hate the Sabbath.
Our own children
hate the Sabbath.
Naša deca mrze subotu.
Am I right or wrong?
Pravo ili nisam? Jel ima to?
Our own children hate the Sabbath.
Naša rođena deca ne vole.
Shame on us. Shame on us.
Neka se sramota.
Shame on us.
Sram nas bilo.
The Sabbath is good news.
Je subota je dobra vest.
The Sabbath was made for our benefit.
Subota je stvorena za naše dobro.
If we don't start teaching and preaching the good news of the Sabbath, we deserve to be extinct.
Ako ne počnemo da predajemo, da učimo i propovedamo dobru vest o suboti, zaslužujemo da nas nema.
Our children looked at the rules and said, not for me.
Naša deca gledaju pravila i kažu, ovo nije za mene.
True? Is it true or not?
Yes, I mean.
If we had taught the principles and the good news of the Sabbath, many of them would still be here.
Da smo proučavali principe i dobru vest subote, mnogi od njih bi još bili ovdje.
You see, the letter of the law kills.
Jer slovo zakona ubija.
The spirit of the law gives life.
A duh zakona je ono što daje život.
Jesus said the Sabbath was made.
Isus je rekao subota je stvorena.
He blessed the Sabbath.
On je, Bog je blagoslovio subotu.
He communicated the qualities of grace and peace and goodness into time itself.
Sve osobine dobrote, spasenja je ulio u sam taj vremenski period.
He made the day, the seventh day, separate than the other six days.
On je učinio da sedmi dan bude odvojen od svih drugih dana, posvetio ga.
And all this for our benefit.
I sve to je uradio za naše dobro.
Shame on us for making it a day of do's and don'ts.
I nek nas je sramota ako smo to pretvorili u dan kada se nešto smeši.
Shame on us for making this a day that our children hate.
I sram nas bilo ukoliko smo od toga napravili dan koji naša deca mrze.
God intended this day to be a delight for us.
Bog je stvorio taj dan da nam bude
radost. And if you're gonna make this day a delight, you better get rid of your lists.
I ukoliko hoćemo da nam taj dan bude radost, spremite se da crtate liste.
Sabbath was made.
Subota je stvorena.
But it was made for our benefit.
Ali je stvorena za naše dobro. Pratite.
And then, as if, so that we don't make a mistake,
da ne bismo ovdje napravili grešku,
he says, man was not made for the Sabbath.
On još jednom potvrđuje, pa kaže, nije subota stvorena, nije čovjek stvoren za subotu.
So what does that mean?
Šta se to znači?
It wasn't that God said, man, I need somebody to keep my Sabbath. I think I better create man.
I nije Bog rekao, imam subotu, sad mi treba neko da drži tu moju subotu, moram da stvorim čoveka.
I need to make these men miserable.
I hoću da se taj čovjek osjeća što jadnije.
Their life is too easy.
Njihov život, život ovih ljudi je suviše jednostavno.
I'll create the Sabbath, that'll teach them.
Stvorit ću subotu, to će ih naučiti pameti.
They'll hate it, but that's okay.
Mrzit će, ali nema veze.
They'll be obedient anyway.
Biće mi poslušni svejedno.
And their children will hate it and leave the church.
I njihova deca će mrziti
i
pustit će
crkvu.
What do you say?
Make yourself obey.
Yeah. We're tough. We're strong.
Mi smo jaki, možemo mi to
naterati.
We'll hate it, but we'll do it anyway.
Mrzit ćemo je, ali ćemo je držati kako god.
But see, the Sabbath was made for man, for our benefit. Oh, please grasp this.
Molim vas da razumete, to subota je stvorena za čoveka.
Please change your heart's thoughts.
Molim vas da promenite stav vašeg srca prema suboti.
Make the Sabbath a delight for you and your family.
Neka vam subota bude dan radosti i za vas i za vašu porodicu.
God set aside 24 hours a week to devote to Him and the success of your family.
Bog je odvojio 24 sata unutar cijele nedelje da čovjek uživa u Bogu i da unapređuje svoju porodicu.
The Sabbath, instead of being a recipe for tearing families apart,
umjesto da subota bude recept po kojem ćete razbirati vaše porodice,
needs to be designed to bring families together.
Neka vam postane dizajn po kojem ćete okupiti porodicu.
And then Jesus finishes up in verse 28.
A onda Isus završava ovim rečima u 28. stihu. Tako je Sin Čovečiji gospodar subote.
Who is the Lord of the Sabbath?
Ko je gospodar subote?
Jesus himself is the Lord of
Sabbath.
What does it mean to be Lord of the Sabbath?
Что значит быть господарем?
The word Lord.
Речь господар или господ.
We attach that as sort of a description of Jesus, but it's also it was used widely in the culture as well.
Есть речь, которую мы главным користимо за Иисуса, кажемо да је он Господ, али та иста реч се широко применивала у тој култури.
The word Lord literally means in the culture.
У тој култури реч Господ или Господар је дословце значило.
When we say Jesus is Lord,
кажемо Иисус је Господ.
We say Jesus is the boss.
Ми кажемо он је шеф.
He is in charge.
On je.
Now, if he is the boss of the Sabbath, what does that mean?
So that he's on chef subot.
He's in charge of the Sabbath.
On je na vrhu, on upravlja te bolje reči.
Yeah. Here's what it means. To me.
Šta znači?
This is personal testimony.
Ovo mi je uzmite ovo kao lično svedočanstvo.
It means to me.
Znači, meni to znači.
That Jesus, as Lord of the Sabbath,
da Isus kao gospodar subote,
will bring all of the resources of the kingdom to bear, so that I can keep His day holy.
Da će on pokrenuti sve resurse svog carstva da učini da ja njegovu subotu održim svetu.
My wife and I, we've never had to work a day on the Sabbath.
Moja žena i ja nikada nismo bili u situaciji da moramo da radimo subotu.
Because Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath.
Zato što je Isus gospodar subote.
I can remember, this has been now about 10 years ago.
Sad je prošlo već 10 godina, ali sećam se.
A young man came up to me.
Kad mi je prišao jedan mladić.
And he says, he says, I can't come to church.
Ja ne mogu da dođem u crkvu.
He used to come to our Wednesday night service, but he couldn't come to our Sabbath morning service.
Dolazio je sredom uveče na službu, ali na službu subotom nije mogao da dođe.
He says, you know, I would really like to be able to come to church on Sabbath morning.
I rekao je, stvarno bih volio kad bi mogao da dođe na službu u subotom.
But I have to work.
Ali moram da radim.
You know what I told him?
I, znači, šta sam mu rekao?
I said, Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath.
Rekao sam mu, Isus je gospodar subote.
That means you can call on him to bring all of the resources of the kingdom to bear so that you don't have to work on the Sabbath.
A ja sam mu rekao, to znači da možeš da ga prizoveš, da on pokrene, mobiliše sve resurse svog carstva, da ti pomogne, da možeš da dođeš u službu subotu.
So I said, let's pray.
I rekao sam, da se molim.
And we prayed.
Molili smo se.
And nothing happened.
I ništa se nije desilo.
Nothing happened.
Ništa se nije desilo.
Nothing happened for a moment.
Ništa se nije desilo narednih mjesec dana.
Nothing happened for the next month.
Ništa se nije desilo ni drugog mjeseca.
At the end of 2 months, his boss called him in.
Na kraju tog drugog mjeseca, njegov šef ga je pozvao.
And said, you're being promoted.
Unapređen si.
And your new job
tvoj nov posao
means that you will work Monday through Friday.
Podrazumeva da ćeš od sada raditi od ponedeljka do petka.
And you know why you got the promotion?
A znate zašto je taj čovjek dobio to unapređenje?
Because Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath.
Zato što Isus gospodar subote.
I realize I've put a lot on you
here. Svesna sam da sam puno toga vam dao.
If you don't feel some stress, you probably don't understand.
Ukoliko ne osjećate stres zbog svega toga, verovatno zato što niste razumeli sve.
It's a new way. It's a radically new way of looking at the Sabbath.
Jer to jeste radikalno nov način gledanja na subotu.
And it really is the purpose of my visit here.
I to stvarno jeste i razlog moje posete ovde.
Drago mi je što sam vas slušao. Vjerujem i svim ostali. Mi smo naučili na nekakve ceremonijalne propovjede. Ovo je jedno osvježenje da propovjedate opušteno. Vjerujem da ste tako propovjedali cijele sedmice, ali sve ste se umorili sa nama. Pošto je ne bi vam padala kosilica na
pamet. You know, I think you're right. That was when I was young. Yeah, now I feel close to God in my rocking chair.
Sad sam ovih godina sam bliži Bogu
vas za ljuljanje. Ja sam adventista sedmog dana, po uvjerenju. Ne pripadam ni jednoj crkvi, tako smatram, vidljivoć. Mi smo adventisti, naši pioniri, primili su subotnu svjetlost preko jedne sestre koja je bila baptista sedmog dana. Ona je upravo prsto, vidite li da se svjetujete četvrtu zapovijest. Mi smo to prihvatili i to me raduje.
That's correct.
Dobro da sam ja opet. Već sad da im je vama nešto ponudimo da prihvatite. A ne znam, možda se i
nađe. You see, I've learned something. I actually know now that there is a list.
A sad sam nešto naučio, nisam znao. Sad znam da postoji ovaj spisak.
And it's written on the
Yeah, because you see, I always thought it was oral tradition.
Ja sam uvijek bio ubeđen da su takvi spiskovi oralna, usmena tradicija.
Isus kaže da je on gospodar od subote nakon iskaza da je subota napravljena za čovjeka, a ne čovjek za subotu, i onda naglašava za sebe da je on sin čovječi. Znači on naglašava da je on kao sin čovječi gospodar od subote i subota načinjena za čovjeka. On je govori o sebi kao Bogu koji je gospodar na subote, nego o sebi kao sinu čovječe, kao gospodar na subote. Ne bi mogao iz toga priznati zaključak da je gospodar na subote čovjek.
When he says that the Sabbath was made for man.
Kad kaže da je subota stvorena za čovjeka.
What role did the Son of God have in the creation of the Sabbath?
Koju ulogu je imao Boži sin u stvaranju subote?
John 1:1-3 says what?
U Jovanovom evanđelju, prva glava, od 1. do 3. stiha kaže.
He made the Sabbath. So when he said the Sabbath was made for man, he couldn't have just as easily have said, I made the Sabbath.
Tako kad Isus rekao da subota je stvorena za čovjeka, on je sasvim jednostavno lako mogao da kaže, ja sam stvorio subotu radi čovjeka.
My understanding of the title Son of Man, that is a title.
Razumem sin čovječi, da je to titula, naslov.
My understanding of this title is focusing, he is at times addressed as the Son of God and sometimes the Son of Man.
Ponekad on govori kao sin čovječi, neko kaže sin Boži.
Now, this is my understanding. I could be wrong on this.
Možda
it's not real clear to me.
Pravo, nije ni meni 100% jasno.
But it seems to me that when the title Son of God is used,
ali čini mi se da kad koristi titulu Sin Boži,
it's a focus on his deity.
Da se tak fokusira na svoju božanstvo.
See, he is the Son of God from eternity.
Jer on jeste Boži sin od večnosti.
He became the Son of Man.
A sin čovječi je
postao. See, at his birth, didn't he?
Svojim rođenjem na zemlji.
And so which is true about him?
Šta je onda tačno?
They're both true about it, right?
Jedno i drugo.
He is the Son of God, he is the Son of Man.
On jeste sin Božen, jeste sin čovječi.
So what you're saying is he's focusing on the humanity heart.
Tako da i ono što se dobio
primetili, as the son of man being lord of the Sabbath.
Jeste fokusirao na onaj ljudski deo kao sin čoveči da je gospodar subote.
And what are you suggesting that that might mean?
Što bi moglo da znači?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because God gave the man the authority over all the things he created on the earth. I would like to think, after these words, that even the Sabbath, which was created by God, started to be under the role of man. And because Jesus taught, therefore, the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath, because he became the Son of Man, as then he started to be again the Lord of Sabbath. I believe that he is Lord of Sabbath like Creator, but he is made the accent here on his humanity, and then he taught, therefore, because his humanity, he became the Lord over the Sabbath as Son of Man. Pošto je Isus naglasio sebe da je on sin čovječji. I tad je rekao da je zato gospodar od subote on kao sin čovječji. A prije toga je naglasio i rekao da je subota načinjena za čovjeka. Meni se čini da on naglašava sebe kao sina čovječega, a ne kao Boga, gospodare od subote. I pošto je Bog čovjeka, kada ga je stvorio, proglasio gospodarem od svega što je stvorio, od zemlje, od životinja, i ja nisam siguran, ja ne to tvrdio, i gospodarem od vremena na zemlji, jer se sve događa u vremenu i prostoru. Ja bi imao dojam ovdje da Isus proglašava čovjeka gospodarem od subote i sebe gospodarem od subote kao sina čovječega.
Yeah, I think for me that's reaching. That's reaching a little bit. I think it may be saying that. I'm not saying it's not, but I think that the simple meaning of the text is about his relationship as the Son of Man being Lord of the Sabbath day. That's the simple meaning. It could mean that and more. You see, that's what you're suggesting.
No, because it's called, therefore,
the
Son of Man is the Lord of God. Therefore, because he's God, he's talking about the
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not true. Okay. I just don't know.
Čini mi se da može da bude, ne kažem da nije. Malo mi se čini samo nategnutim tumačenjem, jer mi se čini da osnovno ono što ipak ovdje uči jednostavno da je on gospodar subote, ali može da znači to i da ima još i šire znači.
Htio bih da pročitam jedan stih iz Biblije. Nalazi se u Korinćanima prva, 12. glava, 11. stih. A ovo sve čini jedan i taj isti duh, razdjeljujući po svojoj vlasti svakome kako hoće. On. Sveti Duh, kako on hoće da nas je.
Yes, the same spirit which determined the
spirit. Naglašavam ono da on, Sveti Duh, sam u svojoj vlasti razdeljuje kako kome hoće da da. I sva sreća što je tako. Sva sreća što je to tako, što je on to zadržao u svojoj vlasti da razdeljuje kako kome hoće. ne daj Bože da čovjek gospodara subotu. Jer bi onda u jednom trenutku čovjek mogao da kaže, ja sam gospodar od subote i hoću da od cara bude sreda. Da mi možemo gospodariti i odrediti šta želimo raditi u taj dan. I to svaki sam za sebe po svojoj volji. Ali ne možemo jednostavno kazati ja gospodarim sa njom, ja ću promijeniti.
Ja bi se samo isto vratio na Marko 2, da je tu piše da je Isus i On lično jedini gospodar subote, ne drugi ljudi. Jer to sin čoveči je u stvari nasil za Mesiju prema Danilu 7. Sin čoveči je u stvari drugi nasil za Mesiju. Znači tu se odnosi sin čoveči gospodar subote, znači samo on, Mesija je gospodar, niko drugi.
I agree. Imam nešto malo. Hristos, da bi bio spasitelj, morao je kao zakonodavac da bi spasio čovjeka sam da umre. Da se je sa zakon ne može promijeniti. Drugo, morao je umreti i kao čovjek. Razumijete? Jer kao drugi ja morao bi uzeti ulogu i Boga, zakonodavca, i prvo i drugo kadama da bi nas spasio.
Yes, good theology.
Dobra teologija.